Welcome to Saimu Series, a podcast about mental health. We will touch on popular topics and insights from professionals from Saimu. Hi, this is Sally, and this is Saimu's podcast. I want to say happy Valentine's Day, and this is such an exciting topic. I have Shireen with me, and we're going to talk about Valentine's Day. Shireen, hi, how are you? And can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Of course, certainly. Hi, Sally. I feel so honored to be on this podcast. It's just exciting to just have a moment to connect and to just be able to communicate about something so important as Valentine's Day. So I have a behavioral management certificate connected with my educational assistant diploma as well as life coaching certificate. So I'm really excited to just have this moment and opportunity to connect with you about these important topics.
Wonderful. You know, Shireen, I don't know if you know this, but I just looked up the history of Valentine's Day and I was like pretty shocked. Like Valentine's Day started all the way from the 8th century, which is wild. And it actually didn't start becoming commercialized until the 1900s when like cards were getting in printed and everybody started to give each other cards, ready-made cards or like personalized cards. So just to show affection to each other and everything. And I know that we're talking about Valentine's, like sometimes I feel Valentine's Day could be such an exciting, like it's mixed feelings, exciting and yet a little bit stressful. Have you ever heard anyone being stressed on Valentine's Day?
I mean, typically speaking, just growing up, I mean, Valentine's Day, when that moment came around, it was always a topic and there was a difference of opinion and emotion connected with it. Some people were happy and excited to connect with their loved ones, and then there were some people that felt differently about it, maybe because they didn't have that sort of support or surrounding, and it just felt for them more overwhelming or more like, you know, a little bit stressful, lonely, right? I've connected with people in regards about how they felt about Valentine's Day, and I've realized moving forward that it's not just about connecting with your partner or being in a relationship, but it's also just connecting with yourself as well.
That's exactly it. Like my question was exactly like, is it more like people who are in relationships or they're not in relationships? Like what do you think of like the balance of that? Is it more like people who are in relationships that are having these stressful moments, or is it like people who are single who notice that they don't have a Valentine's to celebrate with?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. For me, I think it's like a balance in between. I think some people in relationships there may be expectations at times, right? Like you have this expectation, Valentine's Day is coming up. I want it to be like this. I want it to be like this. So you have this expectation from your partner just for it to be a certain way. And if those expectations are not met, then you may feel, you may not feel 100% about it. So I think it has its own pressure in its own way when you are in a relationship, as well as when you're single and you don't have that level of companionship or partnership. It also brings on other emotions and feelings in regards. So I guess it depends maybe on the relationship as well, with yourself, with your partner. But more so, I guess, if you are single, of course, you might have moments and feelings of, you know, kind of just wishing you had someone to connect with in that way, right? Because there's so much reminders, whether you go to work, someone is talking about it, whether you go to store, it's everywhere. It's all a reminder, right? So, yeah.
Definitely. Like everywhere you go, like it's always like a shocker when you go to like dollar store or even just passing by the card section, like that constant reminder of like the season change and like the holiday change and all the celebrations that are coming up, just like Valentine's Day, is just like whack in your face. Like you can't get away from like the reminder, of all this information. And I guess like also social media, like that's also a popular, easy topic to talk about and highlight around this time. I didn't know if you knew this, but in Finland, apparently Valentine's Day, it I can't say this word in Finnish, so I'm not going to even try it. It means friends day. So it's not for people who between like relationships, like romantic relationships. It's more like a celebration between friends and family. And when I read that, I was just like, this should be more, Valentine's Day should be like, you know, like when Christmas you have friendsness, you know, like in like, or like Thanksgiving, you guess you have like Thanksgiving with friends and everything. Like Valentine's Day should be the same, I feel. Like, I think this will solve a lot of issues around Valentine's Day.
Oh, I agree. I agree. Yeah. No, definitely. Yeah, because not everyone is in a relationship, right? But they might be in a relationship with, you know, you might have a good friend or an amazing friendship or good connections with your family. And I think that's where Valentine's Day can also be appreciated and celebrated in that aspect. So, yeah, I definitely agree with you.
Yeah, like, I don't know if you have, do you have any cultural background? Like, I'm Japanese, and in Japan, Valentine's Day is like a different topic. Like, it's very serious in Japan. On Valentine's Day, a woman had, they typically, if this is, this could be like very commercialized, but stereotypically, the story is, if you really like a guy, you don't buy chocolate. You make chocolates from scratch and give it to a guy you really like on that day. And then 1 month after, it's called White Day.
Yes.
If the man gives back a gift to the woman, that means he accepts her Valentine. And I was just like, oh my gosh, this is so romantic and so stressful. Imagine the agony for the one.
Yeah.
I would be like, dude, just tell me now. Do you like my chocolate? Like, this Valentine tradition cannot happen in Canada. I'd be like, we're just like too, like too fast. We just need to know where I was just like, oh my gosh.
And it's also like, you know what, like the sense of security too. Like, you know, when you know, it gives you that sense of security in regards to how the thinking process, you know, how do I move forward with this? How do I feel, you know? And I have heard about this. From what you were saying about Japan, I have heard about that. And my question for you is, now when the men are returning the gifts, is it on the same, like, February 14th, or is it like a different date? I thought it would be a different date, but can you correct me if I'm wrong?
Yes, it is on a different date. It's actually one month exactly after Valentine's Day. So it's on March 14th.
March 14th. That's what I thought, but I wanted you to correct me in regard. So that's awesome, though.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. So, like, yeah, I was like telling my husband, like, if we were in Japan and everything, like if we were going out on Valentine's Day, or like a lot of people will probably think, oh, you know, this is a very romantic evening with, you know, it's very romance, you know, like, so I was like thinking like, oh, you know, if like for like Americans, like Canadians, like us, right, we'll go out on Valentine's Day and it's not like such a big romantic kind of ambiance, where I was just like kind of joking around with him that, you know, it would be so funny to kind of celebrate these things in Japan where they'll take it such serious connotations and notes to it. Which I love it, but at the same time I'm like, yeah, I don't follow it, I'm Canadian. So, but then I thought that was a really interesting thing to
find
out.
Yeah. Oh, it's cool. It's good to know, right? Because you never really know. And I thought that was pretty interesting too, because I did came across that information when you just reiterated, and I thought that was pretty cool. So I'm glad that you touched base on that, actually.
Yeah. So on Valentine's Day, like, I guess, like, around Valentine's Day, like, would, like, people contact you about, like, having low self-esteem, and how would you kind of help them, guide them out of like going down that deep hole of depression or even anxiety?
Yeah, again, that's a great question. You know what? Honestly, sometimes it really just comes down to appreciating your alone time, right? Like appreciating yourself and understanding what that really means in regards. Because sometimes when you're around so much people, like you feel like you can feel like you're defining yourself through people. But when you're alone, you're like, sometimes I'm like, you know, you're like, I don't know what to do because I'm so used to doing something with someone else that when I'm by myself, I'm trying to figure it all out. So I think kind of finding your time to yourself and to figure out what that really means, I think that's important, right? And another thing is just kind of finding what makes you happy, what brings a smile to your face or bring laughter to your heart is really essential. Like it really brings you a long way, right? Like it's a good filler in regards, right? So I think, you know, during this Valentine's Day moment when people do feel alone or going through anxiety, it's understandable, right? It really is, but definitely reach out to someone that you can connect with, you can grow with, and you can even talk to, you know, and that can bring some laughter in your life or a smile to your face. And if you don't have that, reading is also good. You know, find a good book, you know, put on your favorite music or find a good show. Just fill your heart with gladness, whatever that means sometimes. Even just treating yourself to something so good, like it, and it feels good is important as well.
I love that. It's like what you're saying is like basically like giving yourself self-love, self-care. Like it could be like going out and getting like a cappuccino or like a caramel macchiato on that day or something.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
I love that. Like that those are such nice points to like kind of you know, bring to like anyone who's feeling that way. And then especially like, you know, Simon's a platform that you could talk to like specials like you. Like if you don't have anyone to talk to, they could like book a session with you, for example, to talk about like struggles and like what they might have. Because, you know, like the truth is like that's what we're here for, right? We want to help everybody and we want to make sure that everybody's mental health journey is going well and everything.
True.
Now I'm gonna ask you, like in a relationship of like a Valentine relationship, I know I brought up like for yourself, for example, my husband and I, we do Valentine's. We don't We're kind of funny in a way of Valentine's Day where we do it, but we're not like it must happen. Like for myself, I always say, oh, you know, every day is a Valentine's Day. We've been married for a while. So,
No,
but
that's
it,
beautiful.
you know, like we try not to kind of focus on that Hallmark day. But in a situation where like in a relationship, what is your tip for somebody who is in a relationship and that they're struggling about for you know celebrating Valentine's Day? Like maybe one person's more like a romantic and they want to do Valentine's Day and the other person's not so romantic. What would your tips would be like? What would you suggest to the person who's struggling and say, you know, I'm in a relationship and then I'm not so romantic, but my partner is. What should I do in this case of like Valentine's Day?
And you know what? This is the real thing. It really does happen, right? And I think communication, like communicating with each other to understand what each other's likes are and interests are, is just what you're able to celebrate and just to reconnect together, right? Because it does happen where one person, you know, is really feeling Valentine's, they really want to make it happen. And then the other person is just kind of enjoying the moment for what it is, just being together, right? So again, find out what each other likes, rekindle things, right? Like when you started dating, what you like to do, you know, what you want to do together, maybe do that again, you know, find something of interest that you guys can just grow together as a couple, not just on Valentine's Day, but together and as individuals. So when you come together, you're kind of re-celebrating each other and the relationship. Sure.
That's exactly it, right? Come back to like celebrating the relationship. I love that. Like, what are the typical, for you, let's switch the note, and then on Valentine's Day, like, what are some things that you think that is positive that you could do to somebody, like give to somebody on Valentine's Day? It doesn't have to be romantic. It could be like, you know, anyone that you want to kind of show love to.
Great question. I think it sounds very simple, but believe it or not, it is a big deal. And with giving a compliment, acknowledging the person goes a long way, and just giving a compliment and seeing where you can even help them of interest. You know, is there anything that I can help you with? Is, you know, how are you feeling? You know, checking in on the person, on the individual, because everybody has their own personal things that they're going through. It's either you know or you don't know about it at times. Right? So I think checking in on each other is important, right? Starting a conversation, just seeing how you can build on each other and to help each other become stronger in ways. So I realized that when you, because sometimes people are like, you know, I'm okay, right? But sometimes they're not really, you know, okay. And I think sometimes it's you know, thing, okay, that you're not, you may not be sensitive, but I want you to know that I'm here for you. I want you to know if you need someone to talk to or a listening ear, I'm here. I got you. And if you don't want to talk about it, I got you too. And that's okay. You know, let's do something together that kind of lifts you out of that sort of feeling, to kind of reconnect you with just life and to let you see the brighter things in life that life has to offer, you know? So yeah, the simple things, I'm telling you, listening, communicating, connecting, doing things you enjoy. I'm telling you, it's important. Yeah.
That sounds lovely. Like, I feel like it doesn't only have to happen on Valentine's Day. It could happen every day.
No.
But then, no, like, that is, like, that just warmed my heart with the the points that you gave. It's so lovely.
Oh, thank you.
So, like, I was doing a little more research on, like, if on Valentine's Day, and then I noticed that not all cultures celebrate Valentine's Day because it kind of, like, conflicts with their culture. So I was like kind of thinking, like, in Canada we're all multicultural, like,
true.
I wonder if anyone else feels like Valentine's Day is a weird thing, or is it too marketed, or is it lovely? Like, I wonder in other people's, like, mind, like, if this is like Valentine's Day is a, like, a topic that everybody should do, like, should kind of celebrate in school, could you know, to kind of participate in, because I know, like, I bet you not everybody celebrates that, like, a lot of people do, but I wonder, like, there's a population that might not, like, yeah, like, it just came to my attention. I was like, oh, not everybody celebrates Valentine's. This is so interesting. Like, you know,
yeah.
Sorry, I went off tangent here.
No, that's okay. No, you're doing great. Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking something while you were speaking in regards. I think, you know what? I think it comes down to, like, what Valentine's Day means to you and kind of celebrating it in your own way. So say if you don't celebrate it in your culture, that's this. You celebrate it or not celebrate it at all, which is great in regards. And sometimes Valentine's Day, it's just, you know, just giving recognition to someone that may need it as well, right? Because that's where mental health kind of comes in that aspect. Just kind of acknowledging someone, you kind of can make their day. No, you don't know what else someone's going through. You give a nice compliment or acknowledgement, whatever, and you're like, you made their day, and you don't even know that you made their day, you know? So it can even just be about that, you know?
That's so nice. Like, yeah, like saying, like when you bump into somebody, it doesn't have to be on Valentine's Day, but since this is where we're talking about Valentine's Day, if you do bump into somebody on Valentine's Day, giving them a simple hello, you know, you could give them, like, a lot of people pay it forward, like pay somebody's coffee from, like, somebody's coffee,
yes,
behind you. That's always kind of nice. Like, who doesn't complain about free coffee? Like, oh my goodness.
It's true. I will, it's appreciated for some. Yeah, I mean, yeah. that's true.
Even like small gestures of like even holding a door for somebody. I feel like little nuances like this, like not everybody does it anymore, or like if you're old fashioned, you do. But, you know, like I feel like bringing just those little things back, especially on Valentine's Day, will just make it all so nice and lovely.
I like what you said about something so simple as holding the door for someone. It sounds so simple, but believe it or not, for some people, it means a lot, right? Because sometimes mentally, people are just going through their own things. And if someone's not holding a door for you, it kind of, for some people, it might be like, oh, you know, that doesn't feel so good, you know? But then if someone went out of their way to hold the door for you, you're like, oh my goodness, that's so kind. You know, thank you. I appreciate that. And it kind of puts a little pep in your step for the day. So I like that you brought that up for sure.
Oh, that's so, yeah, it's so nice. Like, and oh, I remember that you have a tip for people about like loving yourself on Valentine's Day, especially. Can you explain like how like on Valentine's Day, like the self-care that you mentioned earlier on, like what kind of tips can you give to somebody, especially on Valentine's Day, to make them feel more happier and loved?
Of course. If I might reiterate some of the things within our conversations from what we said before, but it's good that I'm touching base on it again. I think what's important is to, I'm going to go back to this, appreciate your me time, like understanding what that means, right? Find things that you love about yourself and that makes you happy. I think that's very, very, very important, right? Because that really does affect the decisions we make in our lives, the happiness that we're looking for, and the way that we communicate with other people. I should also say, take time to just listen to something that makes you feel so good inside, that you just connect with, whether it's your favorite song, whether it's a movie that you love to watch, be watching it by yourself, or just finding someone you can connect with to watch it with is really great. Another thing is, be kind to yourself. You know, what does that mean? Well, by saying kind words, you know, challenging yourself to new goals, new opportunities, right? Extending yourself, you know, not limiting yourself, like this is as good as it gets, because it can get better, you know, in life, right? Another thing is just, you know, eating healthy, you know, just changing your diet a little bit, because that does fluctuate things in regards within our lives at times. When you're eating healthy, you do feel a slight rejuvenation as well. Exercising. I know sometimes exercising can feel a little bit boring, but you know what? It is very crucial in regards, right? You do need that as well as getting good rest. You know, that's very crucial, right? Because it can really operate how your day goes the next day. Like if you get good rest, you get up feeling good. If you don't get enough rest, it kind of, your day is kind of, it is affected by the lack of rest you have gotten. Also very important. And then another thing is making healthy choices. Connecting with people that makes you feel good, makes you feel valued inside. I think that's really, really important. So yeah, those are some tips. Yeah, for sure.
That is so nice. Like, yeah, when you were talking, I was like, when you were talking about like listening to your favorite songs, like,
yeah,
I personally, like, I don't know why I'm so into podcasts right now. Just listen, like, I'll go back between like listening to like the pop hits, or, you know, like some music that balances you up, gets you all pepped up and everything.
Yep.
And then I also like learning things. I love listening to like podcasts of learning many different things about the world and everything.
Yes.
Even true crime, which is very like, it's a really funny topic, but then it's like, I love listening to all these different kind of podcasts, which kind of like gives you that zoning away of your, like, it's like giving yourself a me time, which I really like that part. And then I was like thinking about like, on Valentine's Day, if it's a nice day, maybe I'll go take a walk or something. Like you said,
I agree.
Like, I'm so surprised how mild the winter has been. Yes, we had some snow, but considering, it's true. it hasn't been like terribly like snowy, knock on wood, because watch it snow, because I mentioned it. But
yeah, well, I'll knock on wood too. Yeah. Yeah.
But no, like for example, today was such a nice sunny day. It was so nice to like just kind of feel that sun on the skin. It was really nice.
Yeah. And
Valentine's Day is like that. I'm totally going out there, going to buy my coffee with my hubby, and then like, that'll be our Valentine's moment. That'll be our ideal Valentine's moment.
And but that's great though.
Right? Like you said, it doesn't have to be so extravagant. It could be simple as that, right?
It's true. Just
bring it back and keep it simple. Like, try not to make it so stressful. Like, we're already so stressed and every day. If you're into social media and everything, like, you could be influenced and pushed and pulled.
True.
In so many ways. So it's just like, maybe step back, take a breather.
Yeah, you got to find what works for you, right? And if it's just going and get a coffee and taking it easy, then that's great.
What is your plans for Valentine's Day, Shereen?
No, that's a great question. For me, I mean, honestly, I'm gonna keep it real. I mean, I really do like, you know, going out for dinner, celebrating each other, just chit-chat, like, you know, laughing and just reiterating about the old times, and, you know, and then, you know, come home and pick a good movie to watch together and just kind of just take it easy and enjoy each other's company, you know? So that's me at this point, you know, kind of played by air.
No, but that is, I love it because that is what you said. It's like, that's you, and then that's your ideal Valentine's Day. I love it. And thank you, Shereen, for like taking a moment and talking about Valentine's Day. And everybody else out there who's listening to our podcast, let us know, how did you celebrate Valentine's Day? Were you excited about it? Were you stressed out about it? Or did you kind of step back and then took some pointers from Shereen, for example, take it back and then bring some self-care, self-love, and then, you know, enjoy Valentine's Day. So yeah, thank you again, Shereen, and I hope everybody enjoys Valentine's. Thank you again.
Of course, and I appreciate the time that you have here with me, and I just want to let everybody know that Cupid is for everybody, okay? So just know Valentine's Day is for, Cupid's for everybody.
I love that. Cupid is for everybody. I agree. Okay, thank you again, everyone. Bye.
Thank you, Sally. Take care. Bye.
Zymood is an online mental health platform that connects you with mental health specialists who speaks your language and understand your culture. You can find us at our website at zymood.com and on our social media channels on Instagram, X, Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn at MyZymood. Don't forget to follow, like, and share, and comment. Thank you for existing.